This is JIS News. Coming up, August opening projected for Linstead to Manig leg of Highway 2000. Event rating system to come on stream at the end of July, and NHT named 2012 Employer of Choice. The news in detail after the break.
The Minister of Labour and Social Security invites you to the Workers' Week Symposium, Wednesday, May 21, under the theme FlexiWork for Labour Market Reform and Sustainable Development, starting at 6 p.m. at Emancipation Park, featuring presentations from ministry officials, representatives from trade unions, church and employer groups. Come out to Emancipation Park May 21 at 6 p.m. and share your views on FlexiWork arrangements.
Here's a business development opportunity from the NHT.
Do you live in an NHT housing scheme? Do you have an innovative idea or a business ready for takeoff?
Now start or grow your business through the NHT Entrepreneurial Challenge.
Get business mentorship and training. Be among top enterprises to share a development awards package of over $10 million.
Enter the NHT Entrepreneurial Challenge today.
Deadline May 16. Visit nht.gov.jm or any NHT office for details.
Now the news. The Linstead to Manig segment of Highway 2000 is expected to be completed in July and open to the public August this year. Transport Minister Dr. Omar Davies says the completion of this leg of the highway will eliminate delays caused by travelling on Mount Rosa. He says two other sections of the highway are expected to be completed by 2016.
Work is progressing apace on Section 1 of the highway, Ferry to Linstead, and Section 3, Monique to Ocho Rios, which will meet the North Coast Highway just west of Duns River. The target date of completion for those two sections is 2016.
The completed Highway 2000 will provide commuters with a modern road network while reducing travel time. The Caribbean Maritime Institute CMI is to establish a training center to provide qualified persons with training in the field of industrial automation and mechatronics. Minister of Transport, Works and Housing Dr. Omar Davies says the establishment of the center is among several initiatives geared at repositioning the CMI and strengthening its role in Jamaica's economic future.
The FESTA center will produce certified technicians needed for the maintenance and operation of ports, not just to meet the demand in Jamaica, but also regional and international demand.
Dr. Davies was making his contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in Parliament Wednesday. The training center will be financed by a $2 million grant from the Petro-Caribe Development Fund and is being implemented in partnership with German company Festo Didactic, a world leader in industrial automation technologies training. The Tourism and Entertainment Ministry is moving to implement a rating system for all entertainment events. The system will take effect July 31 and is aimed at preventing general exposure to certain content. State Minister with responsibility for entertainment Damien Crawford says the event rating system will work in tandem with the ministry's entertainment registry.
The promoter will have to, in his application for a place of amusement license, indicate what the rating is that he intends to put in place, and then promote that. If that person says I'm a G-rated, which means that it should have no violent content, no sexual references, no promotion of alcohol, and he does those negative things, he will lose points from his license.
Minister Crawford was speaking at a JIS think tank session Wednesday. And the National Housing Trust, NHT, has been named Employer of Choice by the Jamaica Employers Federation. The competition rated the effectiveness of HR management procedures, management style, health and safety policies, apprenticeship and internship programs, compensation, fringe benefits, and opportunities for learning. General Manager for the Human Resources Department at the NHT, Janita Townsend, says the agency is delighted by the win, which has recognized a number of initiatives to benefit staff. These include a subsidized after-school program for children of staff, as well as a holistic wellness program targeting the physical, emotional, and financial well-being of employees.
We really have been enjoying a very positive industrial relation climate here, and I take this opportunity to publicly thank the staff for their contribution, because had it not been for their contribution, we wouldn't have been able to win this award. And we do believe that the employees are central to the business success, and therefore our HR program and policies speak to that.
Ms. Townsend was speaking in an interview with JIS News Thursday. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.